For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed here with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, now that you've had a little time to look back on the game with Mankato, what kind of thoughts went through your head as you watched the film of that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good football game, and obviously we just didn't capitalize on opportunities in all three phases. We didn't execute at our level of what we needed to, our standard, and handful of plays, you know, start with the defense. We gave up, you know, too many big plays. Big 80-yard run, we gave up a 50-yard run, and things that, you know, they took advantage of our mistakes. We weren't in positions, we missed some tackles, but we just did some uncharacteristic things where we weren't in the right positions, and all of a sudden it turned into big plays, which really hadn't been something that had shown up. So give them credit. They took advantage of it. And same thing with special teams. You know, obviously, I guess go to offense first. You know, we had opportunities where could have scored, gone up right away in the third quarter. Kid made a really nice play on the interception in the end zone, but, you know, turned the ball over, backed up, and then a couple special teams miscues that get magnified, which, you know, we had a couple punts that weren't great, which I don't really think it was much on Elliott, maybe as protection, so we got to get some stuff cleaned up there. And yeah, just unfortunate series of events, and we just kind of kept stubbing our toe, and doing that against a good football team, you're going to let them, you know, get free points or big plays or switch the field. It's going to come back and bite you at the end, and unfortunately didn't really give ourselves an opportunity to really protect very well on the field goal, and Marco didn't have a chance to get that off. They had so much penetration, so it was a little bit unfortunate there. I have a lot of faith in that kid. He's got a strong leg, and just wish things had been different, and obviously would have much better, rather than going for the touchdown at that point than a field goal, but give them credit. They came out and figured out a way to get it done, and we got to bounce back and get ready to go.
You mentioned the 80-yard run that put you down 20-10. You did bounce back with two straight touchdowns to take the lead again. That had to make you feel good as a coach that your team was able to kind of push that aside and get themselves back in the game.
Yeah, you know, I think we fed off our crowd, and the crowd was awesome. It was electric at the Chet, and a lot of alumni back. Saw, you know, obviously I wish we'd won the football game for all those guys, all the hard work and dedication and what they do for the program. But at the end of the day, our kids did respond, and then we even had an opportunity to get the ball back. And, you know, the goal was all week, to be quite honest with you, is find a way to get up two scores, to get up 10 points, or just something where they had to throw the football instead of, you know, being so run dominant, and we just weren't able to do that. So unfortunately, that part of the game plan, I mean, everybody wants to get up two scores, don't get me wrong, but I thought it was even more important in that scenario where, you know, in the fourth quarter, if we could have got up, because we did have an opportunity where we had a stop, we were up by three, and obviously they have a good defense too. They made a good stop and stand and got the ball back and marched down and scored. But we just couldn't ever kind of get some separation, and unfortunately I think that kind of all led up to what happened at the end and the result of the game.
It was a unique game in that there were a whole bunch of mistakes by both teams. Two pretty darn good football teams, and there were fumbles and interceptions and misplays. I thought that was very unique for a game of two teams of that caliber.
Yeah, and I think you go back where I think a little bit probably has to do with both sides you're going against. I mean, a lot of talented kids on both sides, and you know some of the interceptions, or if you want to talk about the fumbles and things that were going on, I think you just had two teams that were scrappy, very physical game, and it ended up probably being a little uglier at times than either head coach or any of the staffs really wanted, but that happens at times. You watch, you know, it's not going to be 100% perfect execution. It's just limiting those big plays or the mistakes. And I thought both teams did a pretty good job of bouncing back where momentum had switched to the other team and kind of the ebbs and flows of the game. So it was a roller coaster up and down, and just felt like, you know, when we got the ball back at the end of the game, especially after Sage had that big throw, I felt like we were had our a great opportunity to, you know, get ourselves a W and get in the lake, and unfortunately just came up a little bit short and then, you know, really sucked the way it ended with just not having an opportunity to have, you know, Marco even truly have a chance to make the field goal. It was just a protection issue and nothing on his fault or the hold. It was just more they did a really good job of getting penetration and not giving us a chance.
Head coach Brent Bolte with us. We'll have the player profile next. It's the Cornered Bar and Grill pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.